Hello everyone and welcome to Journey to Success Radio, a show featuring people and companies who are making a positive contribution to the world. This show will help you learn how to apply success principles in every area of your life so that you can make the most out of your skills and talents and accomplish more of your goals. To find out more about the show, please visit www.journeytosuccessradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio. My name is Tom Tuttle Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor and self-titled resiliency expert. And my purpose in life is to encourage people to live positively with and through the many and varied challenges that life throws our way. Our guest, by the way, you can check out the radio show, Journey to Success Radio, same website, journeytosuccessradio.com. Our guest today is a longtime friend of mine. When we were in our early 20s, I'm 52 now, we brought Mark Victor Hansen to Ottawa, now famous for his Chicken Soup for the Soul books, but this was a number of years before he got to that fame. Derek Sweet is known as a popular corporate keynote speaker, author of three highly celebrated books, I've read them all, and the chairman and founder of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Corporation, an international training and development company known truly worldwide for their professional development courses and customized in-house programs. Derek developed cognitive reflex conditioning, a four-step behavior modification process that empowers people to reframe how they approach and achieve their goals. This life-changing coaching model, endorsed by psychologists around the world, is only available through the amazing Certified Coaches Federation Life Coach Certification Training Programs. The Certified Coaches Federation is hosting its annual conference in Toronto, January 9th to 10th, 2016, and the theme this year is one of the most prevalent themes in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, the power of belief. Whether you succeed or fail, it all comes down to what you believe is possible. There's going to be some amazing thought leaders, innovators, and visionaries sharing their stories and their role in their own beliefs and their challenges and their successes. I know a few of them. One of them, Abe Brown, is an amazing guy, and he would be worth whatever the price is to go see him. I'm a big fan of Abe's, and welcome to the show, Derek.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
This looks like an amazing annual conference, just with you and Abe alone, and then the rest of them, I knew a few of them, but some amazing people you got. Oh, CanFit Pro, very good. So congratulations on this conference. Who is it for? I think it could be for anyone, of course.
Well, it's really for anyone. I mean, last year we did it in L.A., and because we're a Canadian company and the majority of our graduates, although we're worldwide, they are in Canada. So we thought, okay, we're going to do it in Canada this year. And the conference is really, you don't have to be a coach to attend, because we're talking about the mind and how you think and how you can get out of your own way and how you can have more joy and flow. And what we're really into is teaching people how to create real freedom, which comes from the mind. And that's why it's called the power of belief, because we're going to be identifying the process of finding that freedom. And obviously the core component of this freedom is your belief, all the inventory of beliefs you have, good and bad. Well, we'll not only talk about how that process works, we'll also talk about how to remove all the things that kind of keep people stuck and afraid, which is the majority of the population. And equally important, we'll talk about things people can do to have more flow. Now, I'll caution you, it's not a one weekend and then you're done kind of deal. Life isn't like that, nor are our beliefs. We have this inventory of beliefs that have been created for us since the very beginning. And I'll get into that depending on how much time we have. I know you have some questions, but I hope we have some time to talk about why so many people feel so stuck. And of course, that's what the conference is about. But I know not all your listeners are going to be able to attend the conference, so we can cover a lot of ground today on our in our interview today. So.
Amazing, amazing. Is there going to be a way for people around the world to watch a recording of it or purchase a recording of it?
We are absolutely recording it, and
nice.
We'll make sure that your listeners have access to it. We'll talk about a process to make sure they have a front row seat for the recording.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. That's good. This means that you don't even actually have to be in Toronto to enjoy just some of the wisdom and knowledge shared. And when you spoke about who should attend, everyone can attend. If you're the most amazing profession in the world, if you're a mother and you want to be a mother, better mother, or a father, want to be a better father, these are things that can help you. I know a good portion of what you talk about is health. So anyone with health challenges, questions, concerns, which is pretty well a lot of people, and just overall flow to life, as you said. Why conquer one area of life when you can conquer all of them? And so pretty well anyone who wants to get better at any area of their life could be a possible attendee for this, but this is not something they're going to sit back, make some notes in a journal, and go home and say, well, that was pretty good and interesting. This is, you got to come ready to implement and follow through on what you learn and make sure you put it into practice, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a life-changing 2 days for sure. And it's really an extension of our two-day certification program, which, as you know, we're around the world. We're in over 100 cities around the world, and we've certified some 11,000 coaches. And one of the reasons why so many coaches come get certified through the Certified Coaches Federation is because we talk about the core component of that training, that experience. It isn't about really doing the work for your clients, but, you know, the metaphor, teach a person to fish and, you know, you don't have to catch their fish. Well, that's what we do in our coaching program. We teach people how to take the lead in their own life from where they left off with their coach and manage their day-to-day thoughts so they don't have to have their coach by their side all the time. And that's where cognitive reflex conditioning comes in.
I love that program, Eric. Because I was just spent time on the Napoleon Hill Foundation cruise with Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill, was there. And he was talking, different name for it, but he was talking exactly about cognitive reflex conditioning. He spoke about it at the class in a few classrooms, and he talked to me about it at meals a few times. And he even wrote a little design for me about behavior modification process using what you call cognitive reflex conditioning versus just willpower. And pretty cool to have that with me. Now, the power of belief, it really, Think and Grow Rich starts with the words truly. Thoughts are things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can produce a thought and believe in it, there is very little that's impossible, isn't there? And so how did you choose this power of belief theme for the conference this year?
Well, I think all our themes aren't too far away from that mark about beliefs. They're just different expressions of that process, whether it's about feelings or how to think like. Our theme last year was how to think like a superhero. And obviously in that conversation came the explanation of the role your beliefs play in that process. So in our case, basically, we're reminding people that your beliefs basically are created from your habitual thought patterns. We have thoughts every day. We have some 50,000 thoughts a day, and sources tell us that 35,000 to 40,000 of these thoughts are negative, fearful, and create a sense of overwhelm and disconnect from what we'd like to experience. So no wonder most people are watching too much television, eating too much food, and basically pacifying their sense of disconnect with some kind of thing that takes them further away from where they want to go. Yet all they have to do is realize, look, if you just change how you think and what you're aware of, how you're thinking, you can change anything. So the power of belief, basically, we have different speakers talking about it, but if we break it down, how this works. It basically, there's a four-step process, and if we go over to cognitive reflex conditioning, that really is the nucleus of the power of belief. And it begins with step one, which is to recognize, how am I in this moment, right? And step two is automatic, which is to realize, am I thinking? Here I am, I'm having a phone interview with you. We're talking about our conference, and we're talking about self-improvement. So I can do this right now. I'll give you a live demonstration. So step one, again, was to recognize, how am I in this moment? And some of the questions I may want to ask myself is, am I fully present with this interview with Tom? Am I giving him all my resources? Am I just thinking about this interview and nothing else? Am I positive? And a list of other questions and energies that are consistent with a wonderful experience for you and I, and even more importantly, all your listeners. So step two is to realize, and if the answer is yes, we can skip step three and four. Now, because we're human and because we all have patterns, it's natural for us to ask this question and get to step two and realize, no, and maybe you're on a date, or maybe you're giving a presentation to a potential buyer, a potential new client, and the answer is, well, no, I'm not. I'm feeling nervous. Or maybe you're with your children, and you're saying, well, no, I'm not being patient enough for my four-year-old who wants me to help her with a puzzle. This is life. But the process of being aware in all four steps eventually means you are in 100% control of your life. And that is a fantasy for most people. And we'll talk a little bit about, well, how do I have that kind of awareness, and what prevents me from having that awareness? And certainly we're talking about that in the conference. But so the more we replace this energy or thought or activity or output, whatever it is, mood, the more we replace it with the energy that's consistent, the thought that's consistent with what we want to experience, the more it becomes a cognitive reflex. And step four is repetition. So let's just review these four steps. Recognize, realize, replace, if it's not consistent, that energy, and then repeat. And again, the more you repeat a particular thought, feeling, the more likely you're going to have an inventory of beliefs and expectations that quietly guide your activity, your output, your predictable response to any given situation that will certainly reflect that process. And, you know, what we're really getting down to is getting to know at a much deeper level the mind, more importantly, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And I find, and I know you find this conversation fascinating as well, Tom. I think it's one of my favorite movies is Indiana Jones. You know, how they talk about that, the main theme of all the movies is the Holy Grail, or
right.
The first one, I don't know. But to me, the Holy Grail of life, that ultimate discovery, that ultimate treasure, is not anything that you're going to find in a pyramid or in a desert or in a hole or in a cave. It's in your mind. And that Holy Grail is the subconscious mind, and understanding how the conscious mind can influence that subconscious mind to give you this Holy Grail of beliefs that allow you to have whatever kind of experience you'd like to, whatever kind of experience you've imagined. So the question arises, well, how do I do that? Or the comment arises, well, you don't know my story. It's easy for you to say that, but you weren't brought up in extreme poverty, or you didn't have an uncle who abused you, or, you know, everyone has a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about this four-step process and the power of beliefs is it what happened is irrelevant to this process, because you can understand there's a lot of things working at the same time in order to allow this process to be uninterrupted by your history. If you have any kind of feeling, well, I'm this, or any kind of thought, well, I'm that, and it's inconsistent with your dream of what you'd like to experience, we can remind ourselves, and this is a powerful beginning, if you're going to make this a habit, we can remind ourselves that we're not our thoughts. We have thoughts. We're not our feelings. We have feelings. We're not our beliefs. We have beliefs. We're not our expectations. We have expectations. And if there's anything that's inconsistent, we can change them. But we can't really change them until we become detached from our body. We can't change anything until we become detached from the thought patterns we have, good and bad. But once we make that connection that we're not our mind, we have a mind, we're not our body, we have a body, then and only then we can really walk with a much lighter footprint, and we can release any kind of patterns that used to hold us back. And that's really the beginning of liberation, the uninterrupted unfolding of our potential in this moment, and the next moment, and the moment after that.
Right. I love what you said about repetition, because when I speak to audiences, I talk about pre-choosing thoughts and pre-choosing affirmations, because, hey, you and I are both enormously positive, but I bet sometimes you're frustrated, or anybody who's married, probably never happened to you, but sometimes they're frustrated with their wives or something they said or did. So my mind can drift to negative just like anyone else's. But if you pre-choose some affirmations and beliefs about who you are and what you're going to do, and you can recognize the negative, move over to the positive and speak who you're going to be and believe it. I just read in Think and Grow Rich this morning, not only repetition, you have to have belief, of course. You got to believe in what your affirmation is, but you got to put emotion back behind it. You know, if I answer, I'm known for always answering amazing when asked how I'm doing. But if I just answer amazing, you know, nobody's going to believe me. So you got to put behind the repetition, you got to have that belief and those emotions that are going to be congruent with the whole package of what you believe and what you are going to do. And so amazing. I love that last part, repetition. One of my favorites. Actually, one of my tasks today is to develop a number of new affirmations so that I have some good ones to go to. Now, tell us about your presenters. Now, I could do Abe Brown alone. I'll let you if you want to, but I am a fan of Abe Brown. So tell us about some of the presenters and make sure you start with Abe Brown.
Well, Abe Brown's our president, as you know, of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Corporation and the Certified Coaches Federation. He's giving actually two presentations. On day one, he's talking about elevating your life and business through empowering your beliefs. And, you know, he really is a captivating speaker. He was a pastor for about 12 years, and he's done speaking for a long, long time. But no one does more research than he does on beliefs and whatever topic he's talking about. So he'll deliver a wonderful presentation. And obviously, the neat thing about this point in time in 2015, well, 2016, there's so much evidence to put together the pieces of the puzzle so people understand it. So when you're talking about the evidence of changing your beliefs, the evidence is neuroscience. So we do talk about that. We talk about how the brain changes, how your brain's impacted from various thought patterns. And so it's quite exciting. And one of my other favorite speakers is a real, I think it's a story that everyone can relate to. And he actually spoke at our event last year. And his name is Charles Marcus. And Charles is a motivational speaker. And I believe he's ranked 41 in the world of motivational speakers. He's absolutely amazing. But here's why he's amazing. It's, you know, it really is true. The things that you're going through at the time that may seem like, oh, my God, why am I going through this? I wish I wasn't going through this. When we reflect back on them and we see all the lessons we learned and we see now all the insight we have and we know all the paths to avoid and the roads to take because of those situations, we see them as the gifts they were. And going back to Charles Marcus, he's in his 50s now, and when he, for his first 25 years of his life, he had a stutter so bad that it would take him literally 1 minute to say 4 words.
Wow.
Just think about that for a second. 1 minute to say 4 words. Fast forward today, and he's one of the top motivational speakers around the world. He travels literally the globe speaking. And I think if you think about, well, who are all these companies hiring him? They're companies who are looking for a really authentic speaker who has really gone through life events that have been, in this case, just unimaginable. And he's not only did he survive, he found a way out, and he found a way above, and he looked back at his experiences, and he found all the gifts that they contained, and now he's bringing it to the public to teach them about how his life lessons can be reflected to their life lessons. And, of course, in that dialogue will be the conversation about, well, what are you going to do about it, which comes back full circle to the power of beliefs. Because, you know, it's not about the context, it's about, or the content, it's about the context. In other words, it's about the meaning of what happens to you. And you either see good meaning or bad meaning. And if we go back to what cognitive reflex conditioning is, it's basically being aware of your thoughts as you're going through your day, as you're just having quiet moments, and understanding what's going to happen next. Because your thoughts are not an island. They're going to create other energies that's consistent with where you want to go and even where you don't want to go, especially if you're not aware of those thoughts. So having someone like Charles Marcus presenting at our event 2 years in a row is just a gift.
Amazing. And then Dr. Charles, how do you pronounce the last name? But pretty amazing.
Got Charles Mugavari. It's actually his birthday today. I have to send him an email. He's in Zimbabwe. He's in Zimbabwe today. And he's actually the president of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Africa and CCF Africa. And he, like Abe, he was a pastor for many, many years. And so he's going to be talking about the tenacity of faith and belief. So although we're having people who are formerly pastors, this event is not a religious based event. It's the common theme, again, is the power of belief. Now, obviously, a lot of us have been influenced by our religious experiences and faith-based beliefs, but the universal messages are more neuroscience and spirituality and more universal in nature. So no matter what your religious background is, when you come to this event, it's not going to alienate you and your background. If anything, it's going to complement your previous experiences. And if some of those foundational beliefs you have are faith-based, again, this will just complement it. Because, you know, when the more you study self-improvement, the more you understand that there's basically seven laws that repeat themselves over and over and over again, and they have various disguises, but it's basically the same conversation. If you take cognitive reflex conditioning, for example, a lot of psychologists will say, well, isn't that like cognitive behavioral therapy or something else? There's so many others. Again, that's one of those seven flavors, if you will. So, I'm reminded of that when I hear you say today, when you were reading Think and Grow Rich today, 2015, today. This is probably the 100,000th time you've read that book today, or a millionth time you've read that book today. And it's not so much, you know, self-improvement and evolution of one's abilities isn't so much finding new information as it is committing to that information and seeing all the various textures and flavors and colors and expressions of that information and going deeper and deeper and wider and wider. And you understand that, like any kind of discipline, there's no real end point, especially in self-improvement. And I remind people that, you know, if you take a look at your potential in life, you'll soon realize, the more you study self-improvement, that it's really unlimited, while at the same time, your time on this planet is limited. And having that conscious awareness that, okay, my potential is unlimited, my time is limited, it just gives you that heightened, again, awareness of the urgency or importance to focus on energy, in this case, your thought patterns and your moods around any particular goal or just as often inconvenience or frustration, and make sure that the only things you can control, which are four things, you choose wisely. And that does not happen just by having this awareness. It continues to happen by having a commitment and awareness. And that's what you have. I mean, every time I talk to you, I know what kind of conversation I'm going to have. And that's because of, again, your awareness and your commitment to the evolution of your own quality of thinking, depth of thinking, and contribution to the planet as far as giving people the kind of ongoing conversation about what we can all do to, first of all, be in harmony in our own mind. Think about it. If we're all in harmony in our own day-to-day thoughts, out of those 50,000 thoughts, if we can have, instead of 35,000 to 40,000 being negative, let's just reverse that. What if we can have 35,000 to 40,000 of these thoughts be positive?
Wow.
We're going to see less divorce. We're going to see less obesity. And on the global stage, we're going to see less environmental problems. We're going to see less war.
Right.
We're going to see less terrorism.
Right.
So, and the biggest mistake any one of your listeners could make is thinking, well, I'm not going to save the world simply by changing my beliefs. That's not true. That's not true at all. We don't know. No one knows what the number is. When enough people start to get this, that we can have world peace, we can have an environment that supports everybody, provides enough food and quality water and health care and employment. Yet, if you listen to so many experts in the world saying, well, the planet can't support this many people and there's not enough jobs and there's such a scarcity in the world today with everything. And again, it reflects our lack of awareness of the thoughts we're thinking and what can happen. So there's a real opportunity for people to become coaches to teach other people how to use their own mind.
Right, and not only lack of awareness of the truth and the power of belief and what is possible, but they've actually bought into a really negative plan. They bought into the media's plan. And anytime you form your beliefs and about yourself and the world and what you can do based on the media, you aren't going to go very far. So, yeah, and they've actually made a choice not to follow their true beliefs and to be the best they can be. They've listened to all the negativity from the world and said, well, what can I do? Look at all the negativity. Well, come on. If you change yourself, you change everyone around you. You change your spouse, you change your kids, you change your work environment, you change your health, your grandparents, your family. Think of all the people that if you really truly pursued your skills, talents, and abilities that you could impact. And you're only who you are for a second. I am only who I am right now. Because tomorrow I could make totally different decisions and believe totally different things, and I could be a totally different person starting from not even tomorrow, right now.
You know, there's many layers in understanding what you just said. I'm only here for a second. In my talk in January, I have a slide that says your life, your birth, your life, and your death. There's a way of looking at it as if it's happening all simultaneously in this 1 second. And what that does is it steps away from this man-made illusion of time. I mean, time is a man-made concept. Animals don't have it. Talk to a dog or a horse. What time is it? They don't know. It's, you know, hay time. They have no concept of it. And that becomes a trap because you start looking at time as an excuse not to do something. Well, I'll do it after work. I'll do it on the weekend. I'll do it in the summer. I'll do it when I retire. I'll do it when I'm in the old age home. I won't do it. You know. But if you look at your life and your birth and your death all in this 1 second, and you say, okay, well, what's my life about? What's my purpose? Mm. What's my energy footprint, if you will, that people are picking up on? If you have that kind of laser beam focused, and also laser beam awareness, because it is over before you know it. You don't have any room in that awareness for fear, negativity, criticism, certainly not hate or jealousy. And this is a concept that goes so far away from the ego and our traditional sense of self, which is basically defined in society by how different you are from other people. And therein lies the big problem with how we treat other people and the environment. As the other.
And I was reading an email the other day about the event, and the menu sounds delicious. And one of your divisions is saving lives with forks and knives.
Well, our parent company, who owns the Certified Coaches Federation, as you know, Tom, is Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And that's our mandate, to help people become healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that really, diet is huge. If you're not eating a healthy diet, we can talk about thoughts all day long. You're just not going to have those neurotransmitters that allow you to feel good and feel calm and be in the zone. The neuroscience of thinking, if you will, really is supported by a healthy diet. And we talk about those neurotransmitters that are related to having that sense of calm. So obviously our dinner on Sunday night is healthy. There's nothing in there that's GMO, nothing fried. It's all pure plant-based food. There's no animals in it, there's no dairy in it, and there's no eggs in it. It's just healthy plant-based food.
And delicious.
Yeah, and delicious, absolutely.
You can't just make it plant-based. You got to make it good.
Yeah, and more people are recognizing that a plant-based diet is the healthiest diet in the world.
Yes, and my wife and I are moving more and more. You got me to one-third of my meals are vegan. I have a vegan smoothie every morning, and probably two-thirds of them are on most days.
Well, it's a process. I don't expect anyone just to convert. I mean, I like a lot of people, used to love meat and eat a lot of meat, and if you even suggested giving up meat, I'd say no, I'd defend it. But the more I open my mind to understand other concepts of health and the, I guess, the dark side of eating a meat-based diet, the more I understood that, in fact, this is right. And there's so many physicians out there today that are confirming that it's a healthy diet. And if you take a look at just one item, dairy, for example, we've been convinced since the very beginning that milk does the body good, when in fact, the countries that have the highest milk consumption, dairy consumption, when I say milk, I just want to make sure I don't leave anything out, yogurt, cheese, and milk, these countries that have the highest dairy consumption have the highest rates of osteoporosis. Let me just repeat that. The countries that have the highest dairy consumption have the highest rates of osteoporosis. Well, how could that be? Because what about all those ads that said milk does the body good and it grows healthy bones? Let me just clarify something. It grows healthy cow bones. Cow bones. They didn't completely lie, but it is a lie. And here's why. And by the way, 75% of the planet is lactose intolerant. There's a big red flag. When you consume dairy, your body says, foreign invader, foreign invader. And it actually leaches calcium in the process to get rid of it. Which is why none of us should be drinking milk, eating cheese, or having any kind of yogurt at all.
Mm. Exactly, and that's now my wife and I only drink either almond milk or coconut milk.
Good, good.
No more dairy. And I go to my rheumatologist last week and had a bone density because of my arthritis and my medications. I have very weak bones. So he suggests drinking more milk. I said, I don't drink any milk and I'm not adding more to that. So, okay, well, vitamin D and calcium, but even doctors are recommending milk. Like this is some genius, great, well-educated advice. And really, we know it's just silly.
Most doctors take less than 5 hours in nutrition training, and they admit they know nothing about nutrition. Their doctors are good at giving you a vaccination or a prescription or a surgeon slicing and dicing. That's about it. But they know little to nothing about nutrition.
Right, exactly. Now, Derek, it sounds like there could almost be two audiences for January 9th and 10th conference. The first day sounds like anybody who has a desire and commitment to improve their entire life, every area of their life, which is everybody, or should be everybody, should attend that one. Anyone who really wants to make 2016 an amazing year, change some of their thoughts and beliefs and take action on them, should be anybody, but if any of that describes you, you should go. But also, it sounds like day two, there are many coaches out there. They're not all certified coaches, Federation coaches. They should be, but they're not. But you're talking about monetizing a coaching business on that day. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of coaches from other coaching organizations or just self-taught coaches that should attend that event as well, because this is an important thing. You can be a coach, but if you got no clients, you're coaching yourself.
Yeah, so, even if you haven't been a coach before and you thought, well, I'd really like to help other people with this particular passion and skill set I have, then day two is for you, because we're going to be talking about how simple it is to do that.
Right. Not easy.
No, you're still going to have to work hard like anything, but it's a simple process.
Right. And it could almost go beyond monetizing a coaching business. I imagine a lot of the ideas learned from there can grow a professional organization, grow a speaker, grow a coaching business, help people develop products, services that they can generate a revenue stream from. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I just thought of something. We've done this with another group that found out about our conference after we had the early bird program. We can give your listeners who do want to register, we can give them the old price, because we have increased the price. So they can have, if anyone does want to register, all they have to do is call our office and say, yeah, Tom sent me.
Nice. Nice. Remember, it's January 9th and 10th, and right here in Toronto.
Yeah.
And you're going to, not only are the speakers amazing, but I know that just people sitting beside you are likely going to be amazing and around you as well. So
you
not only learn from the speakers, but you'll learn from some people just sitting beside you that are great people as well.
And I didn't tell you, it's going to be at the Glenn Gould Studio in the CBC building on Front Street. Which, if you've ever been there, it's the most beautiful place to have a conference.
Wow. Oh, I see some pictures on the website.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
You know, we were going to do it at a hotel. We always do our events at a hotel. But I just found this venue, and I thought, let's do it there. And it seats 330 people, and right now we're less than half full. So I do anticipate it being almost full, if not completely full. So there's right now there's room, for sure.
Nice. And the studio is named after, of course, one of the most celebrated classical pianists of the 20th century, Glenn Gould. So do they do any hockey night in Canada from that one? Or I don't remember. But it's a well-known and amazing venue to have it at. And as you said, first year not at a hotel. So pretty cool, pretty cool. Both days are going to be amazing. And the food is going to be amazing. And the people sitting around you are going to be amazing. People who attend these events generally are of the very positive, growth-oriented nature. And so sometimes you get as much from meeting the people sitting across the table from them at a meal or in the event itself or doing exercises with them. And so go for the speakers, but stay for the amazing people you're going to meet and learn from. And that, of course, when you go to an event like this, you got to add value too. So you, if you attend, you also get to speak into other people's lives and share your ideas, wisdom, knowledge, and talents with them. And who knows, when two positive people get started talking, what could happen from there? So amazing.
Well, a lot has. In fact, the conference we had last year, I see a lot of business partnerships that developed because of that. These are coaches who just met and they had dinner together, and next thing you know, they're doing work together, they're conducting seminars together, they're writing books together. In fact, we have Samantha Black, Jenna Goodhand, and Joel Lee, who are all speaking at our event, who all met at our previous event, and they're writing a book together. So there's just one example.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I noticed one of your sponsors is, what is that, Eve, except the E's are backwards.
Yeah, Eve, he's a CCF graduate, and he owns a company with his partner. They make environmentally friendly bags. It's made from the cork tree. So there's no petroleum in it. It's an environmentally friendly vegan company, if you will. No animal products in it. And, I mean, just being alive, it's impossible not to have some kind of impact on the environment that's somewhat negative or a lot negative. So if there's little things we can do every day to have less of an impact in a negative way on the planet, we should do so. And that includes buying, if you're going to buy a bag, and there's a better choice than a leather bag, and it looks and feels as nice and isn't more expensive, why wouldn't we do it? So that's why we chose to allow him to be one of our sponsors. He's a great guy as well. He cares about the environment. And more today, people are looking at the impact their career is having, not just on their immediate family members, but also the environment. And wouldn't it be great if GDP, gross domestic product, which is what all the economists talk about, they'd put at the beginning of that conversation the emphasis on preserving the planet. And that is an urgent need right now, which is why, we didn't talk about this, but the person capping off the event is Stephen Drucker. Now, our goal is to always bring in one person outside of the coaching business who's talking about something relevant to the world, something urgent, something that's positive, but something that we all need to be aware of. And he's an attorney who sued the FDA for approving GMOs based on fraudulent information. He's the author of the book Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. And I believe he's going to win a Nobel Prize for exposing this unbelievable crime, and I mean it, it's a crime against humanity. And why is this urgent? Why should people know about it? Well, if you eat any kind of processed foods, 90%, roughly, 90% of processed foods have GMOs in them, which have been linked to cancer and liver disease and kidney disease and a lot of other bad things that are happening to people.
Wow, I'm writing as fast as you can talk almost. And I make notes here. 90% processed foods have GMO. That's shocking and horrible.
It's interesting how you meet people. I bought his book, and I knew his story because when I created the course Saving Lives with Forks and Knives, I did some research, quite a bit of research on GMOs, how they're made. And when you find out the primary ingredient in growing these things, not just the process of creating them, but growing them, keeping the bugs off them, is a product called Roundup, which the primary ingredient is called glyphosate. It kills our water, it kills our soil, it kills our bees, it kills you and me because, you know, it eventually gets into our system as well, and it's been covered up. And what he discovered through the Freedom of Information Act was 44,000 internal documents and emails from FDA scientists saying, whoa, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, yet it was still approved. Now,
wow.
That's after it was initially rejected. But in his book, he gets into the politics of how did this product, which has been, if been proven anything, it's been proven to be a red flag and proven to be not safe, at least not yet, how did it get approved? And there is politics involved, and there's money involved, and there's greed involved. And there's been a cover-up basically since 1996 when it was first introduced into our food supply. And that cover-up is becoming harder for the various players in this story to actually cover up. The media is involved as well in not allowing the crowds that are protesting against Monsanto, not showing how big they actually are. But our voices will be heard, people who actually care about the planet, who care about their children and grandchildren, the quality of our water, the quality of our soil, and certainly the quality of our food. Our voices will be heard. So if there's a reason to come to our conference and network with other people, one of the reasons is we are not just a company that promotes coaching. We are a company that connects the dots. It's not just your thoughts and your beliefs. It's the planet. It's our soil. It's our water. If we all have thought processes that say, let's treat our water with respect, let's nurture our planet. And all of a sudden, when you're nurturing yourself, when you're nurturing your own internal dialogue, it's contagious. You nurture the environment. You nurture your neighbor. You're supportive of everything, of all life. And we're a long way off from where the planet can be. And today with some of the things that are happening to our environment, and Drucker will talk a little bit about that, it's not just a conversation to come up. It's an urgently needed conversation that needs to be promoted, not just to you and me, but to the media and government leaders. Because right now, our food is causing a lot of damage to our bodies. 1 out of 2 men today will develop some kind of cancer. 1 out of 2.5 women today will develop some kind of cancer. Now, if you talk to your grandparents and you tell them that, their jaw will drop, because back in their day, it was, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 60? It certainly was a lot less. And there's a reason why all this cancer is happening. You can't say it's genetics, because it's roughly 2 to 3% genetics. It's basically two things. It's what you're eating, primarily, and it's, to a certain degree, the environment you're living in. So hearing Stephen Drucker to kick things off will be a great way to get people thinking. And that's the whole idea this weekend, to get people thinking away from some of the traditional concepts of what is normal. Because what is normal is not necessarily helpful or healthy.
Right. Well, what is normal usually comes from media, which is usually wrong, which is usually negative and or wrong. Yeah. Can I ask you about it because of the cool name? Your superhero course.
I just want to give all your listeners that course for free, okay?
Wow.
I just thought of that. Course. Why not?
Wow, that is a cool-looking course. Very cool. You can be your own superhero. I want
to
be.
They don't have to register for the conference. All they need to do is call our office, and maybe we can just post something on your broadcast. But can I just say the number?
Please.
And just call our office and say, I know Tom. I'd like the superhero course. And the superhero course basically is, I don't know, I think there's 7 videos. It basically talks about the philosophy of thinking like a superhero from 4 standpoints, your clarity of what's important, where do you want to go, what's your purpose, what are your values, your conviction in those values and purpose, the courage and the confidence that follows. And there's lots of other conversations around becoming a superhero. It's something we've already done before. You know, if you go back into the memories of your childhood when you're 5 and 6, 7 years old, you used to pretend you're a superhero all the time. So it's going back.
Hey, well, not only 10 years old, 52 years old.
Yeah. So this is our natural state to be a superhero.
Right.
So, yeah, everyone can have a copy of that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the course if it's helped.
Amazing. Now smack me in the head because I got this far and I didn't even mention the website. But one of the coolest websites, your website is a commonly used phrase that probably everybody in their life or most people have used at least once. healthywealthyandwise.com. healthywealthyandwise.com. If you need help spelling any of those words, you need help. healthywealthyandwise.com. You'll find the superhero course on there. You'll find the annual conference details on there, healthywealthyandwise.com. You'll find out about saving lives with forks and knives. Powerful website. One website leads you to like 19 other amazing things that you can do to make yourself and the world a better place and a better person. So healthywealthyandwise.com. What's the phone number, Derek, so I can write it down for the free superhero course?
Okay, it's toll-free. It's 866-455-2155.
Right.
And if you're calling from outside North America, just send an email if you're outside North America. Send it to info@healthywealthyandwise.com or support. That's probably a better one. support@healthywealthyandwise.com, all spelled out, andwise.com.
Right. healthywealthyandwise.com. So info@ or support@, tell them the amazing Tom Tuttle sent them.
Yeah.
And free superhero course. You could be a superhero within a couple of weeks. Wow. Very nice. So probably I'll take that one, too. I want to be a superhero. I'm often wearing Superman shirts. My wife bought me 2 of them. So healthywealthyandwise.com, January 9th and 10th, amazing conference for anybody who wants to become better and for themselves a better person and better for the planet and each other. Which is pretty well should be everyone. And if you have a coaching business or you have a great skill or talent that you want to teach others, the 10th is going to be about how to monetize that in various ways with various revenue streams, and so many people are looking to do that. So amazing, January 9th and 10th. Make sure you're there. Just hearing Derek and Abe Brown alone will be worth of the cost of the convention. Thanks for your time today, Derek. I'm excited. It looks like an amazing event coming up, and I know the people that attend will have a permanent life-changing experience.
Good to be here, Tom, as always.
Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Success Radio. If you or anyone you know would like to be interviewed for the show, email Tom at tomtootall.com for details.